Hello, I'm Maxine Clark, and you're listening to another edition of Consumer's Corner with readings from Consumer Reports. Continuing from last week on the article on how to get the most from your countertop appliances, we were comparing crockpots. And here is Consumer Reports' take on six of the best crockpots in the market. This comes from a 2019 survey. 1. All-clad 6.5-quart programmable oval shape. Approximate price $180. Consumer Reports take. The most expensive of the models we tested, the 6.5-quart all-clad programmable slow cooker, earns a very good rating in our high-setting tests. You can program this model for up to 8 hours on high or 20 hours on low. And when it's done cooking, the appliance switches to auto-warm for 6 hours. The pot is ceramic, like most we tested. But the downside? The all-clad is among the least convenient to use. The buttons on the control panel are small, as are the labels above each button. The lid does not lock, and this cooker weighs 17 pounds, the heaviest we tested, making it harder to transport. Warranty, 2 years. The second of the crockpots that Consumer Reports tested is Calphalon Digital Sauté. Average price is about $110. Consumer Reports take. With a capacity of 5.3 quarts, the Calphalon Digital Programmable Slow Cooker earns a very good score in our low-setting test. It turns out beef stew with fairly tender meat and veggies in 8 hours, and about the same when cooked on the high settings for 5 hours. It weighs just 7 pounds, and the aluminum pot is round and has a ceramic non-stick coating, the only one in our ratings with this feature. Another feature that sets this model apart? You can use the pot on any type of range to sear, saute, or brown food before slow cooking. Program this cooker for up to 20 hours and the auto-warm setting lasts 4 hours. Warranty 3 years. 3. Crock-Pot Cook and Carry. Average price, actually the only price, is $66 and is sold only at Home Depot. Consumer Reports. The 6-quart Crock-Pot Cook and Carry has a ceramic pot, a hinge lid that locks, and a handle on the lid to help make carrying this 12-pound slow cooker easier. It's one of the 3 programmable models tested that garners an excellent in our low-setting tests, telling you that it can serve up deliciously tender beef and veggies in 8 hours. It's impressive on the high setting too. You can also program the crock pot for up to 20 hours. Once cooking time ends, this cooker moves into keep warm mode for up to 4 hours. Wrap the cord round the notches on the back of the cooker for neater storage. Warranty 1 year. 4. Crock-Pot ThermoShield. Average price $78. Consumer Reports take. The Crock-Pot ThermoShield's capacity is also 6 quarts, but it eats up more counter space than the Crock-Pot Cook and Carry. Here, insulation keeps the exterior from getting hot to the touch, as most cookers do. Earning a very good score in our high-setting test, this slow cooker has the same features of Crock-Pot Cook and Carry, including the lid lock and cord wrapping round for storage. There's a small handle on the lid, but use the side handles for carrying. Warranty 1 year. 5. Hamilton Beach Temp Tracker, 6 quarts. Average price $60. Consumer Reports take. This 6-quart Hamilton Beach is one of the least expensive of the programmable models we tested, and it beat out Crock-Pot, long synonymous with slow cookers in our tests. The Hamilton Beach is the only model to earn an excellent rating in our high settings tests, telling you it's the fastest in its category. Program this cooker for up to 24 hours and the auto-warm lasts for 24 hours too. The owner's manual includes tips on using the temperature probes and hold temp mode to cook meat and fish using the sous vide model, placing food in a sealed bag and slowly cooking in a warm bath of water. Warranty 1 year. 6. Black & Decker Teal Wave 7-Quart. Consumer Reports take. The 7-quart Black & Decker is a manual mode, which is why it costs less than any of the programmable slow cookers above. This cooker earns a very good rating in our high setting tests, but like any manual cooker, you have to keep tabs on it. There isn't a timer and it doesn't automatically switch to keep warm. Warranty 2 years. Consumer Reports does not offer an average price, but states that it can be purchased at Best Buy and Amazon. Toasters and toaster ovens. We always say that if you just want to make toast, buy a toaster and not a toaster oven, which takes up more counter space. But if you want an extra oven or a mini oven, a toaster oven does everything its bigger siblings can, but in smaller batches. Newer models even have features such as air frying, convection cooking, and slow cooking. The best toasters from Consumer Reports tests. Impressive performance and innovative features and design distinguish our latest batch of winners. For all the talk of multitasking countertop appliances, there's something reassuring about a great toaster. It does one thing and does it really well, consistently serving up a beautifully browned slice of bread. Testers at Consumer Reports toast hundreds of slices of bread to find the best and worst 2-slice and 4-slice models, scoring every slice against an industry-standard toast color chart. It includes 9 colors ranging from very light to burnt. While set to medium, each toaster is judged on how well it makes a single slice of toast and a full batch, 2 or 4 slices, depending on the model, says Cindy Fisher, who oversees Consumer Reports toaster tests. With the best models, results match the evenly brown medium toast on the toast color chart. Of the 80 toasters in our ratings, 21 earn an excellent rating for toasting one slice. Even fewer got top marks for a single slice, a full batch, and color range. Here are reviews of 5 toasters that belong to that rarefied group listed, of course, in alphabetic order. 1. Bella Pro Series. Average price about $50. Consumer Reports take. Gluten-free bread, which is denser than regular bread, doesn't toast quite the same. Bella picked up on this and added a gluten-free setting to the 2-slice Bella Pro Series. It works as promised, turning out nicely brown toast on both sides, and you no longer have to guess when it's done. As for regular bread, the Bella earns an excellent rating in our time tests, putting it among the fastest 2-slice models in our rating. Overall, it combines top performance and a reasonable price, making it a Consumer Reports Best Buy. 2. Breville Bitmore. Average price $80. Consumer Reports take. Stylish and stainless, the 2-slice Breville Bitmore garners an excellent rating in our ease-of-use tests, meaning the controls are clearly presented and easy to set. This toaster has wide slots and settings for cut bagels and frozen bread. It defrosts the bread, then toasts. And if your toast turns out too light, press the button labeled, quote, a bit more, unquote, and it will toast a little longer. 3. Cuisinart Countdown Metal. Average price $55. Consumer Reports take. The Cuisinart Countdown Metal snags an excellent rating in our color range tests, as do the other toasters featured here, popping up toast just as you like it. There are settings for bagels, defrost and reheat, and Cuisinart's 3-year warranty is longer than most brands in our ratings. 4. Hamilton Beach 2 Slice Modern Chrome. Average price $30. Consumer Reports take. Its performance and price make the Hamilton Beach 2 Slice Modern Chrome a Consumer Reports best buy. And this toaster is sleek and attractive, unlike some models in this price range. It earns an excellent rating in our toast time tests. Features include wide slots along with settings for bagels and defrosting. 5. Krupp's Savoy. Average price ranging from $37 to $52. Consumer Reports take. Not only does the Krupp's Savoy turn out terrific toasts, it also has a design that makes cleaning up easier than many other toasters we've tested. That's because the Krupp's exterior is smooth with few nooks and crannies where crumbs can collect, and the crumb tray is easy to pull out. As for features, this toaster has wide slots and settings for bagels, defrosting, and 30-second reheating. The best toaster ovens from Consumer Reports tests. These models are worth clearing counter space. While a microwave might seem more of a kitchen staple, a toaster oven increases your cooking options by a long shot. Its capabilities go far beyond making toast. This countertop appliance can roast vegetables, bake cookies, broil burgers, reheat leftovers, and more. Some newer toaster ovens even have features such as air frying, convection, and slow cooking. Other perks? A toaster oven heats up quickly, given its small capacity, and comes in handy when your full-size oven is maxed out or when you're cooking for just a few people. A toaster oven can turn out a chicken or lasagna that's nicely browned and pizza that has a crispy crust, says Cindy Fisher, Consumer Reports test engineer. A microwave can't do that. Brands by the dozen. You'll see 41 models in our toaster oven ratings from 20 brands, including well-known manufacturers such as Breville, Cuisinart, Faberware, and Krupp's. You'll also see brands that may be new to you, such as De'Longhi and Nostalgia Electrics. Prices range from $35 to $550. Here's a roundup of some of the best toaster ovens from our tests, listed in alphabetic order. 1. Black & Decker 8 Slice Digital Extra Wide. For price, check Amazon and Best Buy. Consumer Reports take. The Black & Decker snags a very good rating in our reheating test, evenly reheating a single serving of lasagna in 15 minutes. In other words, it won't take you long to get leftovers on the table. This 1,500-watt toaster even has a temperature range of 150 to 450 degrees Fahrenheit, and there are 3 rack positions. The additional functions are what you'd expect: reheat, bake, and broil, and there are settings for bagels and pizza. 2. Breville Oven. Prices range between $200 to $230. Consumer Reports take. The Breville Toaster Oven earns a very good rating in our baking tests, turning out sugar cookies and corn muffins that were done in the center and golden on top and bottom. Functions include bake, broil, and roast, and settings for pizza and toasting bagels. This toaster oven has 3 rack positions and offers a temperature range of 120 to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. Models in our ratings range from 800 to 1,875 watts, so this 1,800-watt model is near the top in terms of power. 3. Breville Smart Oven Air Convection. Price between $410 to $500. Consumer Reports take. The 1,800-watt Breville Smart Oven Air Convection also garners a very good rating in our baking tests, like the Breville above, but it has 8 rack positions and a wider temperature range, 80 degrees to 480 degrees Fahrenheit. It's terrific at toasting, but the slowest of the models featured here. Beyond the basics, it has a convection oven, a setting that dehydrates fruits and vegetables for healthy snacking, and an air fryer that trims the fat from favorite foods. How? By using high heat and a convection fan to circulate hot air to fry foods with little or no oil. We tried it, cooking fresh chicken wings, frozen curly fries, and a variety of other foods, and found that they were crispy outside and moist inside. 4. Hamilton Beach 6 Slice. Average price $65. Consumer Reports take. The Hamilton Beach 6 Slice earns a very good rating in our reheating tests. Food emerged evenly heated throughout. It's better at toasting a batch of toast than just one slice, however. It costs a fraction of most of the other toaster ovens in our tests. That's why it's pretty basic, with bake, broil, and warm functions, and three rack positions. This 1,440-watt toaster oven offers a temperature range of warm to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. 5. KitchenAid Digital Convection Countertop. Average price $270. Consumer Reports take. Among the best we tested at toasting, 6 slices in this case. The KitchenAid Digital Convection Countertop Oven earns an excellent rating in our full batch toast tests. It's a good bet if you have a big family or like to make brunch for a crowd. The KitchenAid serves up toast that's browned consistently, slice after slice. You'll also be able to defrost foods, and there are settings for bagels and pizza, plus a convection option. This 1,800-watt toaster oven has a temperature range of 150 to 450 degrees Fahrenheit and one rack position. Waffle makers. You may think a waffle maker does one thing and one thing only, but this simple appliance is a versatile ally in the kitchen that can cook many meals in addition to breakfast. Use it to get hash browns extra crispy, reheat leftover pizza, and even cook omelets, and of course, make crispy waffles. The best waffle makers from Consumer Reports test. Three models rise above the rest. You may think a waffle maker does one thing and one thing only, but this simple appliance is a versatile ally in the kitchen that can cook many meals in addition to breakfast. Use it to get hash browns extra crispy, reheat leftover pizza, and even cook omelets. The possibilities are seemingly endless, and a quick web search reveals people get pretty creative with this countertop appliance. Still, what good is a waffle maker if it can't nail the job it's named for? All the models we tested successfully made waffles, but the best waffle makers make the process almost foolproof, says Tara Casalogi, lead waffle maker tester at Consumer Reports. The ones with proportioned batter cups take out any guesswork, and those with indicators tell you when it's done, so you don't have to keep checking. In our lab, we test Belgian waffle makers from Black & Decker, Breville, Calphalon, Chefman, Cuisinart, Hamilton Beach, Oster, and Procter Select, some of which turn out round waffles, some square. Prices range from $20 to $250. Our testers whip up batches of Crutzietz Belgian waffle mix following the manufacturer's cooking instructions. We use a spectrophotometer to assess how evenly the waffles are cooked by scanning for color variations. We also test the range of each model's brownness settings, if it has them, by cooking waffles on the lightest and darkest settings. We put an emphasis on ease of use in our waffle maker tests, factoring in the clarity of the controls and whether they're intuitive to use. We assess how easy it is to clean. the ones with built-in drip trays and moats catch overflow. And we note any hot spots or steam near the handle, latch and controls. These three waffle makers are the best from our tests, making the most appealing waffles with the least amount of hassle. They appear in alphabetical order, not in order of Consumer Reports rank. 1. Breville Smart 4 Slicer. Average price about $215. Consumer Reports take. This beast of a waffle maker weighs 15 pounds, double the weight of any other we tested, and takes up most of the countertop real estate too, measuring a foot wide and 16 inches deep. It's the heavy-duty iron for waffle aficionados willing to throw down major cash for a machine. The Breville aced our tests, scoring an excellent rating, for example, for even browning. Its large grid can fit twice the batter of a standard round iron, which means a full batch of piping hot waffles in half the time. It sounds an alert when waffles are done and is one of the only two models we tested that have countdown timers. Another bonus, this Consumer Reports recommended model comes with a batter cup, so you can pour the perfect amount of batter every time without wasteful overflow. 2. Calphalon. Price range between $86 to $150. Consumer Reports take. Calphalon's scale-down waffle maker is ideal for small households. It will reliably turn out waffles, but you won't be able to feed an army efficiently. The smaller rectangular grid makes only 2 square waffles at a time. The Calphalon scores a very good rating for even browning, but loses some points in our test for color range, in which it scores a good. That means there's less variation between the dark and light settings. Waffles cooked on the light setting still come out pretty brown. A countdown timer indicates how much cooking time remains, and an alarm will sound once your waffles are ready, so you can tend to other tasks while making breakfast. This Consumer Reports recommended model aces our assessment for ease of use. It stays cool on the outside throughout the cooking process, has a wraparound moat to collect excess batter for easy cleanup, and can be stored on its side to save space. 3. Chefman Anti-Overflow Belgian Waffle Maker. Price range $35 to $40. Consumer Reports take. The Chefman was the only waffle maker we tested to snag a Consumer Reports Best Buy designation. For far less money than most of the competition, this machine churns out evenly browned, round waffles. It garners a very good rating for its color range settings, meaning there's a remarkable difference between waffles made on the darker setting, brown and crispy, and lighter setting, blonde and fluffy. Pros include an indicator to let you know when the waffles are ready, the option to store it vertically to save space, and a batter cup for precise portioning. Con: the handle and latch get uncomfortably warm during cooking, despite its cool touch claims, so you may want to use an oven mitt when opening and closing the lid. Air fryers, electric kettles, and more. Thanks to the promise of nearly guilt-free French fries, the air fryer has solidified its spot as a hot countertop appliance. Using little or no added oil, it relies on a fan to circulate hot air to cook food in a flash. Electric kettles let you keep hot water at the ready for tea, oatmeal, or other cooking tasks. The best air fryers of 2019. New Wave, Ninja, Farberware, and Elite jockey for top spots in Consumer Reports ratings. Crispy fries without all the oil? That's the golden promise of air fryers, and it probably explains why, in the US, About 4 million were sold in just a year. That represents a tenfold increase in 2 years, according to the market research firm NDP Group. These irregularly shaped countertop appliances don't fry food at all. They're actually small convection ovens. A fan circulates hot air to quickly cook food in the basket from the outside in. Finger food you'd typically fry can go in an air fryer instead. Fries, certainly. But add to the list chicken wings, chicken nuggets, jalapeno poppers, cheese sticks, even pizza bites. You get the idea. Most have small capacities, from 2 to 5.8 quarts, often smaller than claimed according to our measurements. In the lab, all 20 models in our air fryer ratings turned out nicely cooked food, though staffers who sampled the results weren't fooled into thinking that they were deep-fried. You can tell the difference, says Larry Cufo, a Consumer Reports test engineer. Instructions for cooking times and temperatures vary by manufacturer, and though we found minor differences in browning, staffers didn't notice any real differences in taste. Even when we held cooking times and temperatures constant, the results were very similar, with no discernible differences in taste, says Cuifo. The real difference among air fryers comes down to convenience. So, we designed our tests around that. We evaluate capacity, how easy the controls are to read and use, noise levels, and how much elbow grease it takes to clean a model. Here's a roundup of the 5 best air fryers from Consumer Reports tests, listed alphabetically, not by rank order. However, here's a tip. Don't overload an air fryer's basket. It can slow down cooking and keep air from reaching all of the food, giving you uneven results. And nobody likes soggy fries. 1. Elite Platinum 3.5 quart digital. Price range $90 to $97. Consumer Reports take. The shape of the Elite Platinum air fryer makes it seem bigger than it is. Its measured capacity is 3.4 quarts, but the handle folds down, making it easier to store. The controls and pre-programmable settings are fairly easy to read, and cleaning the inside and outside of the air fryer is easy, but cleaning the basket takes some doing, knocking its cleaning ratings from excellent down to very good. It's relatively quiet, and the warranty is for 1 year. That's all the time we have for today. Tune in to next week to hear the continuation of the best air fryers in the small appliance group. You've been listening to Consumer's Corner with readings from Consumer Reports. I am Maxine Clark, signing off. Until next time, goodbye.